Send a movie idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast, listener-generated. I'm kind of feeling weird about calling them users. It's all very chat GPT. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where I'll print it, then scrunch it up and use it to help build a fire in my freezing cold flat. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ace into glacial temperatures, and across from me is John Harris, a man who, in order to stop checking his smart meter 500 times a day, has had it encased in a saw-style trap that will remove a finger every time he attempts to get a reading. Hello, John.
Hello, mate.
It's cold, John. It's minus... We record this on a day where it's minus 5 degrees.
Cold snap. You moved at a bad time, right? You moved at a time where it was like, whatever your bills are going to be, they had to be the new... Whereas I'm on like one of these smug people who fixed term like 2 years ago.
Look at you. So, look at you. La-dee-da.
I'm sweating.
John, you're toppling. I did wonder why. Oh, well done you. How about we have some really great film ideas to help warm my soul? What have you got, John?
What about this one from George? The Truman Show. It's the Truman Show, but instead of Jim Carrey on a giant TV set, it's Prue Leaf in a big Bake Off's tent.
That's good. And what, she cuts into a cake one day and it's a prop?
Oh, is it cake? Let's get on the trends.
Wow, yeah, it kind of is. Is it cake? Yeah, I like that. I like that. Prue Leaf's living a lie. So what we're saying, she never leaves the tent. She lives in the tent. She doesn't know there's a world outside the Bake Off tent.
That is good. Because my concern was, it was like the big twist is she finds out that she's on a reality TV cooking show. But I think she's aware of that, as far as I can tell.
She's aware she's on a show, but she's never lived outside of the tent. Or maybe that the manor house where the show is made.
Yeah.
But then who does she think she's making the TV
exactly.
show for?
Because they can't show a normal telly.
Yeah.
George.
I mean, I like it.
Oh, it's a great pun on the Truman Show, and Prue Leaf is fun.
And sometimes that's all we need. I thought you said the Pruneman Show.
Okay, what's that?
I don't know, man. It's the same film, but he can never, because he eats so many prunes, he's never away from a toilet long enough to really work out what's going on. So like he'll have a breakthrough and be like, hang on, that looked like just like some lighting rigging that just fell from the sky. Oh, I need to run to the toilet because I'm incredibly regular. And that's how they get him. So the people making the show, the producers, have realized he's getting close to figuring it out. So they start lacing all of his drinks and all of his food with laxatives and prunes so that he never has an opportunity to investigate for long enough.
Yeah.
Because he goes to the toilet, they reset everything. He comes out, the thing he thought he spied is gone. I mean, Pooman Show would work better.
The Pooman Show. There you go. It's the same thing. It's just...
Funny,
it's fun to sort of listen to you in real time sort of get to the pun. It really is.
It was a journey. I didn't know where I was going. I'll be honest. You know, as ever with this show, John, neither of us have really seen the ideas the other one's reading out. And so we just kind of navigate our way towards hopefully something entertaining. How about this one from Nathan? Lake Placid.
So Lake Placid is piranhas? Crocodiles?
No, isn't it a giant... croc. I've never seen Lake Placid, but I have memories of it being on a friend's DVD shelf, and I feel like so that's enough, right, to know about a film?
Yeah,
I've seen the cover of the DVD. I've not even read the back of it, but I can extrapolate from that exactly what this film's about. On the cover there is a woman standing in a lake. I'm going to assume Lake Placid. And behind her, and I don't think she can see, I think, are the giant jaws of a big croc-like creature.
Yeah, pretty much. Just having a look.
And that's why it's so funny, John, because there's absolutely nothing placid about a great big crocodile creature coming to snap you up. And I imagine it's a band of teenage pals and they go for a wild and wet weekend down at the lake. And little do they know, there is like a prehistoric style giant croc living in it. And it eats them one by one? Or does it become part of the gang? I don't know.
As I say, I haven't
seen it.
Apparently, it's a horror comedy. The only thing I will say is I think you might be wrong about the youngsters. The cast is pretty stacked. It's Bill Pullman, Brendan Gleeson.
It's not youngsters. It's a load of old people go to the lake and get eaten.
Betty White.
That'd be nice.
The late, great Betty White.
Wow, that is... What a weird cut. Why is Brendan Gleeson in it? Are they hunting the thing?
Yeah.
Are Betty White and Brendan Gleeson hunting the giant crocodile?
You have to assume.
The tagline is you'll never know what bit you. But I think you would. It's a giant great big crocodile.
But it's so big that it just eats you. So the bite eats just you. Kills you.
That's not being bitten.
True.
If a big blue whale comes and swallows you up in the sea, John, you wouldn't say I was bitten by a blue whale.
You don't know me. You know my life.
Well, yeah, that's true. You are stupid, so maybe you would say that. I think I might want to watch Lake Placid.
Flaccid. We've got to get to this. There's only one connotation. Maybe I'm being filthy-minded, but there's only one connotation I have for the word flaccid. And so mm-hmm. Are we suggesting he has a big floppy willy, this crocodile?
What, instead of a crocodile? It would make the DVD cover very different. And if it had been on a 13-year-old Powers of Mind DVD shelf, I'd have questions about how he'd acquired it. And maybe would have been more likely to watch it. The guy that directed Lake Placid mm-hmm. is Steve Miner. And his most recent production credit is the Jessica Simpson vehicle, Private Valentine, Blonde and Dangerous.
How old is that? Is that recent?
That's 2008.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
You know, to each their own. Sight unseen, if we take away the crocodile element of it, could Lake mm-hmm. Flaccid be sort of a horror, but it's sort of a comment on masculinity, and so it's this lake that causes you to get erectile dysfunction and the murderer is going on a rampage because he can't do sexy things anymore?
I think it's great.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. Well done, man.
And that's Brendan Gleeson.
And that stars Brendan Gleeson and sort of a hologram Betty White.
There we go. Would you like another one
What's
from
next?
Me?
Please.
The Generation Game. Alan Turing takes part in a celebrity special of the popular game show in effort to beat the Nazis. Because it's the imitation game, right?
It's the imitation game. Do you want Jim Davidson anywhere near this?
Surely someone like Stephen Mulhern's done it in the last couple of years, right? They must have done a remake with some ITV talent, right?
Yeah, okay. So Mulhern is recruited by MI5 to bring down the Nazis. Is that what you're saying to me? Mulhern also does magic. Do you remember?
Yes.
People forget this about Mulhern, but Mulhern started out as a magician.
So instead of codes to confuse the Nazis, we're sending them like magic, invisible ink, like basic magic
yes.
tricks.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so good. There's no way a whole message could be tucked up his sleeve. That kind of thing. And he can pull out like really elaborate maps from his sleeve when he's behind enemy lines. He's never getting found. That's great.
There must be other
why
stuff.
Why has there not been a... Why has there not been like a table magician? A spy. Imagine if the next James Bond was like a really crap table magician. That'd be so brilliant, wouldn't it?
It can't all be sleeve-based magic though, Joel. He must do other tricks.
What are the other classic tricks?
A couple of smoke bombs to get out of being
locked bombs.
Up.
I don't... Some sort of rabbit in a hat, but I don't really know how that would be beneficial, you know, in the thick of the... Down at the Somme.
They send message by pigeon, right? And he like pulls him out of a hat.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. He's got a carrier pigeon in his top hat at all times. And he can throw playing cards in like a dynamo style to take out his enemies.
And so there's two ways this can go. There's one way where he is actually very good. Or there's the other way where it is like...
Johnny English.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah.
He sort of doesn't understand that his magic is basically basic deception and he's sort of killed within half an hour.
And he's just sort of flukes it. No. Isn't the thing with like Johnny English that he kind of is so incompetent that you can't predict him and so he succeeds? I feel like that would also be good of a terrible magician.
so incompetent that they are competent. That is sort of what we've been trying to do for the last few years on this podcast.
We've been getting away with it for a long time, John. We've been getting away with it for nearly a decade. I like it. Mulhern in the trenches, World War II, pulling out big maps from his sleeve. That's what we thought that was going to go.
That is not what Jason suggested at all.
That's exactly what Jason was suggesting. How about this one from Beck? Big Daddy Long Legs. I'm thinking giant spider with the head of Adam Sandler. Inherits a huge web.
Okay.
Is that Big Daddy? No.
No, Big Daddy is adopts a child to impress someone, and then
I'm thinking of Mr. Deeds. They're all sort of the same, aren't they? The film is basically what's the thing that comes into Adam Sandler's life for 90 minutes of fun and frolics?
Yeah.
Is he adopting a child? Is he inheriting loads of money? Is it
a magical
a girl
remote?
With amnesia? Is it a magical remote control? Is it the ability to cobble shoes magically? Yeah. That's good. Quite a nice sort of way of pitching films to Adam Sandler, isn't it? He's like, okay, what's the gimmick this time? Well, Adam, you've got a hat that means you can only walk backwards. Big Daddy Long Legs. So Adam Sandler's a giant spider.
And he adopts a child?
And he's pretty happy being a giant spider. And a child gets caught in his web one day in the forest. And he's going about his usually spider business. He starts wrapping the kid up in silk. And then the child says, please, don't do this. I've got a magic key.
This has gone more off piece than Jason's one.
And Adam Sandler stops for a second because John, 30 years ago, he lost a magic key.
No.
And he's been looking for it ever since. And they team up and they settle their differences and they go and unlock the big door.
No way. Oh my gosh, the big door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The big door gets unlocked.
Which is a metaphor for life in some
it's
way.
A metaphor for having respect and love across species.
Could it, Big Daddy Longlegs, be Adam Sandler, just maybe just a standard sort of comedy caper where he just adopts a tarantula.
A spider.
Yeah, and it's sort of...
That's really good.
I feel like you could probably pitch that to better. Adam Sandler on Netflix.
That's better. That is good. Yeah, he like maybe he runs an exotic pet shop.
And
one day, one of the spiders says to him, don't sell me, Adam. Don't sell me because I've got a magic key. And here's the thing, John. 30 years ago, Adam Sandler lost a key to the shop. No. So he's had to keep it open for 24 hours a day since then. Have you got another idea for me?
Does it work on the big door at all? Or is the big door not involved in that version?
That's a different film, John.
Sorry.
It's an entirely different film.
You're gonna,
with a different plot.
You're going to need to help me on this one. This one comes from Sophie. About a Moyes.
I'm assuming current down his luck West Ham manager David Moyes.
Yeah.
Although, John, he got a big win against Everton at the weekend, which was a real relief for him and the entire East End of London.
And me.
And you, of course. You were texting me about it. Just, phew, you said. About a Moyes. So about a boy, if I remember rightly, it's about a spider who can't get through a door. No, about a boy is about this boy. No. Yes. Hugh Grant.
Yep.
Is really rich.
Yep.
Thanks to the royalties of his dad writing a Christmas
That's
song.
Literally the only thing I remember about that film. That is imprinted in my brain is write a famous
Nicholas
Christmas
Holt's
song.
In it.
Yeah.
And
kid.
Somehow Hugh Grant adopts Nicholas Holt.
I don't think he adopts him. They just sort of become...
He takes him under his wing.
Yeah, for various reasons.
Okay.
And then I think at the end, sings Killing Me Softly on stage, right? Whilst Hugh Grant plays the drums or something. I don't know, something.
So here's the film. Hugh Grant's dad wrote I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
Okay.
And as a result, Hugh Grant makes loads of money every time that song gets played, every time they sing it when they score a goal. But this season, their form's been poor. So the fans have been reluctant to sing it. They've been reluctant to stream any of the versions on Spotify. So Hugh Grant's finances are tanking.
I love it.
He takes David Moyes under his wing and Hugh Grant helps impart his decades of football knowledge to improve the side. And he makes them kind of charming. Like they're a bit skittish and they fall over a lot, but they're a much more charming outfit.
It's a bit Ted Lasso,
and the song becomes
I'll
Smash It again. It is a bit Ted Lasso, I guess. Yeah, I guess. But more believable.
I like I didn't know where you're going with that, and I love the idea that a football team's...
I'll be honest with you, John, I didn't know where I was going with it.
I'm just glad you didn't sort of... I could see in the back of your mind you were thinking magic key.
The words magic key are just floating around my head constantly now, and it's really, really distracting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How about this one from Alex? Knives Out, Arse Bunyan. Daniel Craig has to solve a murder while face down in a hospital bed as a funny doctor, played by Jack Black, takes a scalpel to his bum Bunyan. I think this is brilliant. So in my mind, Daniel Craig, or Benoit Blanc, is like on a massage table. And he can't move. So evidence and clues can only be presented to him underneath the massage table. And from there, he has to solve a murder that's happened maybe somewhere else in the hospital.
What I like about it is it sort of screams that Daniel Craig is like, I'll do another one of these bloody films, but you've only got me for 3 days. Do you know what I mean?
And, like, and I want to be lying down the entire time. And I can imagine, like, he's in a static room for the entire time, and it's almost like a Wes Anderson shot, isn't it? Like, Daniel Craig's looking down and stuff's like sliding past him and he's trying to remember it, a bit like John the Generation Game.
Hello.
Wow, see, it's not just a magic key float around my head, it's also magic words. But the end is like a chase scene, so his bed's on wheels and he kicks off a chase against someone else who's also in a hospital bed, and they run around the hospital together. I think that'd be quite fun. You know, there's a bit where they both get in a lift together, and then this chase pauses for a second while the lift music plays, and it starts again as they both steam out in their beds.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I think Ryan Johnson is probably going to plot it slightly better, but
no, Ryan Johnson right now is scrambling, John.
I think he is.
He needs the location for the third one, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a hospital. If Benoit Blanc is in a hospital, that's quite a good idea. I've seen people say a ski lodge.
So,
which is also good, but I would say I've got a funny feeling that Ryan Johnson and Mike White are going to be fighting it out for a location for White Lotus or Knives Out. I can see them being a real clash. There's a collision course coming, John. One of them's going to want the ski lodge. Well, they're both going to want the ski lodge and only one can win out.
In my head, whilst you're saying that, I was thinking, well, obviously we need to do like a combo where they both, both things happen at the same time. And then then my brain said White's Out, which I'm not sure. Knives.
White's Out. Yeah, that's good.
Knives, Lotus. No, White's Out's better.
That is better. Benoit Blanc's on holiday. Murder happens. It's great. It is good.
My last point is, I think maybe it should be, the murder should take place at like a private hospital, and it should be some sort of comment on the American healthcare system, because that's sort of, both films so far have been, you know, comments on rich people in power and stuff. So I think we need to continue that theme somehow. So maybe it's at a posh private hospital and there's some books being cooked and stuff like that.
I like it. Hey, John, should we do some ideas from me and an idea from you?
Go on then.
That sounded like I had multiple ideas. I've only got one. Here's one from me. Babylon. Decadence, depravity, and outrageous excess in the studio while David Gray makes the makes the album White Ladder.
I knew, as soon as you said it, I was like, I only went decadence, depravity, and I was going to say David Gray, but
yeah, decadence, depravity, and David
that's
Gray.
That's the tagline.
That's the tagline.
I know what we're calling the episode.
So yeah, it just charts the production of that album, which as far as I'm aware, allegedly was steeped in mountains of class A drugs, all-night benders, exotic animals.
Oh.
Just pure excess as he wrote the song
Magic Key.
This Year's Love and Sail Away. And yeah, the forgotten B-side, The Magic Key.
Oh.
What do you think, John?
Oh, I love it. It's... Do you know what?
It's the next big biopic. We've had Bohemian Rhapsody. We've had Rocket Man. It's time for Sail Away, the David Gray story.
It's time to sail away with David Gray. Do you know what? Because it was like the late 90s, I wouldn't even be surprised if there was drugs and debauchery happening, even though it's the most sort of vanilla, lovely vanilla album of all time.
It's the best ever selling album in Ireland.
Go on, Ireland.
And he's not Irish.
On the subject of Ireland, let's move on to my one, which is the Banshees of old Ed Sheeran. A now retired Ed moves to Ireland and is terrorized by spirits for writing Galway Girl.
Perfect.
There you go.
No notes.
Thank you.
Well done, everyone. Hey, John, we've got to go because a small boy has just walked into the room and he has got clutched in his hand there a key that I lost some 30 years ago. Well done, John.
Oh, thank you. Well done, Joe. How are you doing? All good?
I'm good, I think. I actually feel much warmer after doing that. So if you could just sort of stay on the line and provide inane chat for the next 4 to 5 hours.
Let's do it.
That might keep me warm, keep me toasty.
You brought up Babylon. Have you seen the discourse around it? It's either the worst or best film ever made.
I want to go and see it.
100%.
I'm worried I'm going to think it's fine. And then how do I enter the discourse?
Well, exactly. Actually, on the subject of a film, I watched over the weekend Don't Worry, Darling, which is a film that had a hell of a lot of discourse around it.
Oh, the Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh thing. What did you think?
So, as is my wont as a child man, I am a child man, but a man with a child as well. We happened to watch it in two parts. And the first half we paused it at some point and I was thinking, yeah, it's all right, it seems quite interesting, and then like the second, then we finished it last night and I was like, oh, okay, I understand what everyone why all the sort of conversations are happening.
Really,
the second half really sort of falls off a cliff in terms of plotting. I still had a lovely time watching it though. I enjoyed it.
Sometimes it's just nice to watch a film, isn't it, John? That's what I think sometimes. That's what I've come to realize. But not Avatar or Avatar 2.
Is there anything else you've been consuming? Any weird stories from your strange life, Joe?
No. Sorry, it's been quite tame. I had a hot chocolate last night and started watching Happy Valley from the start. So there you go.
So Happy Valley obviously is all the like rage at the minute. And I thought, oh, I would love to be someone watching Happy Valley right now. It sounds like it's going well. But then I was like, oh, you know, so many, because it's been on forever as far as I was concerned. Mm. But actually it's just 2 seasons of 6 episodes, right?
Yeah, because it's British.
So it's not... That's the great thing about British... You could binge it pretty quick.
Yeah. You can sort of catch up with a decades-long show in a lunchtime. It's great.
Yeah, so I think I might...
I've started the EastEnders box set.
We either microdose you with TV or we just like in your face every day.
We give it to you every night for the rest of your life. Yeah.
I just want to update you. Whoa. So the other day I was innocently listening to A Problem Squared, a podcast that I begrudgingly would say is worth your time if you've listened to every episode of The Dream Factory first, I guess.
Twice.
Yeah. And because me and Beck discussed, when Beck came on the podcast, it's co-hosted by Beck Hill. And when she came on the podcast, we discussed having a beef together. Together, that sounds like we're doing it in partnership. A beef against one another. I'm doing the wrong symbol. I'm putting my hands together when I should be pulling them apart. Anyway, beef. And then she brought it up on that podcast like last week. So I thought, well, I need to pull my finger out and start this beef for proper, because we've sort of been called out on a podcast that gets more than, you know, 12 listeners. And
oh my gosh.
So I was doing a bit of a daily sort of torrent of abuse towards the Problem Squared guys, including such classics as A Problem Squared is a great informative podcast, brackets, it's opposites day. Just sort of classic stuff like that.
Yeah, the harsh stuff, the top shelf beef.
And Beck will like it. A Problem Squared will like it. Sometimes Beck's even retweeted it. But then they're not sort of beefing back. So it's I'm not sure a beef goes one way.
I don't think it does. It kind of, but maybe that's how they win the beef. They call you out for a beef and then they publicly ignore you and they've won, kind of won twice.
Ouch.
So what do we do next? Do we dox them? What's the next like logical?
Yeah.
It's a full doxing, right? We set the dreamers on them. They turn up at their house. That's the only way.
Maybe.
I think we have to mobilize our listeners finally, John. what they don't realize over the last 5 years is that there's been a word in every episode that's formed a code. It's a sentence that I'll speak next week. Why do you think I mentioned some weird magic key all the way through this episode? That wasn't because I didn't have any ideas. I didn't know what I was talking about. It's all very carefully planned. So next week there'll be a sentence and dreamers will just rise from their seats.
Sleeper cell.
And they'll start marching towards a Problem Squared HQ. And they'll rue the day, John, they never replied to your tweets.
There we go.
Anyway, let's go and look.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Of our lives. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks John for talking.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.